Routine is a funny thing, isn't it? It's funny how routine can affect our mental states, affect what we're expecting or doing, how we're thinking or feeling. Maybe you have a routine for dropping. Maybe it always looks the same to you. Maybe you have a particular position or a particular setup, some way you like to prepare yourself. Maybe it's a routine as simple as starting a file and closing your eyes. Whatever your routine is, whatever you're doing now, you know that it's associated with dropping, with listening and falling and sinking, with letting yourself slip deeper. You know that's what it's for. You know that's what you're expecting to do. You know that's what you've prepared yourself to do. And that weight of that routine works with my words and with my voice to pull you down deeper. Deeper into a trance, deeper into a relaxation. It helps my words wash over you and through you and around you. To fill you, to spiral through your mind. In ways that become more and more familiar, more and more routine, fitting the patterns that have been worn in your mind, that have been carved into your routine, fitting those patterns, because when I'm talking like this, when you're listening, you drop. When I'm talking like this, when you're listening to my files, my words pull you deeper, as they should. That's what they're for. That's what you want. You want my words to wind around you and tug you down and tug you deeper. And every bit of routine just anchors it more strongly. Until just my voice, just my words, just my intent is enough of a routine, is enough of a familiar trigger that you'll drop and lose yourself, lose your control in my words, my voice. Maybe you're there already. Maybe you started feeling floaty from the very first word. Maybe you're not there quite yet. Maybe it'll take another couple of listens until you get to that point. Maybe it's only now that you're realizing how deep you are, how deep my voice has taken you. Maybe it's only now you realize that you're so far along that familiar path, that you're just moving through the motions, going through that wonderful pattern of dropping, of surrendering and slipping and sinking and falling and melting and losing and submitting deeper for me. Going deep down, further down and further in, sinking away, slipping deeper, following my words as you do so well, slipping deeper into my control because it feels so good. That routine, that familiar feeling of your mind dancing to my words, shaping into the patterns that I design for it. Patterns that you'll recognize, because they'll feel so good. You'll want to hold on to them. It feels so good to have your mind twisted and melted, to feel yourself sink deeper with every word. You know how good that feels because you're feeling that good now. That pattern wrapping around your mind and through your thoughts. That pattern that your mind recognizes as feeling so good, which just ensures you'll fit even closer to it. As you sink and spiral and fall and drop with this and every other file you listen to, my voice feeling so good in your ears. But of course, There's other patterns, aren't there? Other things throughout your day, throughout your life that you recognize. And when I've got you this deep, when I've got you falling, sinking so quickly, well, I can just shift those patterns slightly, can't I? Alter them a little, twist them. Because, for example, think how relaxed you're feeling right now. Maybe not even think it, just feel it. As your conscious mind descends ever further and my words massage your subconscious into a lazy, wonderful contentment, feel that wonderful comfort now that feels so good. And your mind is so good at recognizing patterns, at matching things up. Think about how good that feels. And it links to other times you feel this relaxed. Thinking about just before you go to bed, or those times in the morning when you're snuggled up under your covers so comfortably, when you feel relaxed, or the times in your day where you feel content and relaxed like you do now. Well, you can tie those together. All of those feelings of contentment and relaxation washing over you now and helping you slip deeper. But also my words slipping into all of those other places. This wonderful, blissful contentment of submission, of obedience, this need to obey and sink deeper. Wrapping around those other moments, that other contentment, those other wonderful feelings of peace, knowing now that when you're feeling relaxed, you'll be feeling sleepy and obedient and submissive in just the right ways. Your mind, your subconscious, not letting it be in any ways that would get in the way of what you need to do, of course. But when you're feeling comfortable and relaxed and there's nothing else going on, well, my words just find their way back into your mind and twist you a little. Make you feel that wonderful hazy comfort you feel now. Just a little bit. Just enough to help you feel really good. And just as you're feeling so wonderfully obedient and submissive now, maybe there are times through your day when you feel obedient. Times through your day when you feel helpful or useful. Times in your day where you do something for someone else. Maybe you hold a door for them. Maybe you make a cup of coffee for a co-worker. Maybe you just say something nice to someone that you know will brighten their day. You know how good that feels, to be pleasing someone, to be doing something for someone else. And so that's how you feel now, that feeling of contentment, because you know that you're pleasing and obeying me. And so your brain rewards you with that wonderful feeling, that lovely sensation of pleasing. But likewise, you know that these wonderful, submissive, obedient feelings will wash through your day, wash through your life, so that when you do those things for people, why you feel such a wonderful, submissive joy run through you. Just a little, just a taste, to remind you how good it feels. So maybe the next time, you'll just get that little extra bonus, a little extra reward for being good, for pleasing, for finding a way to serve. Won't that be lovely? Won't that feel so good? And that will make you want to serve more. A lovely little loop of making my words and your thoughts wrap around each other and feel better and better. Maybe you're feeling something else now as well. Maybe you're the kind of person who's listening to my words and feeling my control wrap around them, who's enjoying all those wonderful submissive feelings running through them and is getting just a little bit horny. Maybe you're feeling just a little bit aroused. Maybe you're feeling just a lot aroused, and that feeling's just growing as I draw attention to it. That sensation, that tension is growing through you as you realize, as you become aware of it, as it feels really good. Maybe that too will tie through your day, that when you're touching yourself, when you're feeling that very physical pleasure and the arousal that comes with it, well, maybe your mind will tie back to my words, tie back to how it feels now to be controlled, vulnerable, helpless, and obedient. Maybe that good pattern recognition, maybe that obedient mind will help to program you a bit deeper. With each touch, with each sensation, with each wonderful feeling that runs through you. Even as thinking about that makes you feel better and better right now. Linking together all those things, all the feelings you've got now tied with those points in the day where your mind's got the space to dwell on how good it feels to be controlled, manipulated and twisted, to have your thoughts hijacked to make you so much more pleasing. Well done. And it feels so good. And every time you listen, it'll feel better, intensifying that connection, strengthening those bonds between the now and the to come. That's it. That's what you want, isn't it? To go through your day in a blissful haze, each little thing reminding you that you're a mindfuck little toy. And you love it. But of course, to get to those moments, you're going to have to be awake at some point. So in a little while, I'm going to count you back awake. And when you come back awake, you're going to feel amazing, alert and awake. Ready to go on with your day. Or ready to go to bed, if that's when you're listening. But feeling good, relaxed, happy, horny. Not needing to remember any more of this file than you need to, than you want to. Able to just let it float until you next find yourself triggering these lovely feelings. And you get reminded how good it is to be controlled. Well done. So I want you to follow my voice back up and out, being alert and awake as I reach one, counting you down now in 10, rising back up, 9, coming back to yourself, 8, returning, 7, becoming more aware of your body again, 6, letting the trance fade away, 5, letting my control retreat back to the center of your mind, 4, feeling better and better as you come back up. 3, energy returning. 2, eyes opening for me now. And 1, fully awake. Well done.